So it's time to say a very good afternoon to Joe Bartler, who we have hopefully got on the phone now. Joe, are you there?
I am indeed. Hello, and a very good afternoon to you too.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. So we're talking this afternoon about a fantastic event that is coming up, the Camberley International Festival. Yep. It's the second one that you've had after a successful start last year in 2016. Give us a little idea of the background behind it. How did it all begin?
Well, my job is actually doing marketing for Camberley Theatre, but my background, I've worked on festivals and done some promotion and curating and things like that before.
Okay.
And last summer, I just looked at three acts that the theatre had booked in over the course of 1 week, and I took a step back and I thought to myself, if we added certain bits and bobs around the town of Camberley to go alongside those things that were already booked in at the Camberley Theatre, we could have a bit of a festival on our hands. So I went to the people at the council who look after the theatre, and they thought it was a great idea. So I quickly got cracking. I had 6 weeks to do it last year.
Wow.
When I had the idea, yeah, so it's kind of full on. And it worked really well. We ended up using it. Camberley's one of those great towns that it's got loads of nice pubs and areas that we could just put bands on and stuff that doesn't normally take place in Camberley at those venues. So we did that, tied it all in with the theatre stuff that was going on, and that was year one. So, yeah, as you say, that was a great success. So now year two is bigger and better and just around the corner.
Indeed it is. And you're right, Camberley's a lovely place, actually. It's a perfect place to have something like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of different great venues. So, as part of the festival, as we said, there's 10 days of events across the town. What sort of things are on the programme this year? What can we expect?
Well, there's a couple of free parties at the theatre. It starts actually on Wednesday night at Camberley Theatre with a Zedcars party. Zedcars, for those that don't know, was a BBC cop series, one of the first police things, and one of the actors is a local councillor. So we've got together lots of the directors and actors and people that have been involved in Doctor Who as well, actually. So we're going to show an episode from 1973 in the Camberley Theatre's main auditorium and have questions and answers and some drinks and a good time, hopefully.
Wow.
And then next Saturday, let me get to next Friday, there's a band called Blackwaters who are going to be supporting the Libertines in the summer.
Cool.
But yeah, we've got them while they're still small enough to play a place called the Central Bar next Friday. That's free. And then next Saturday, a week today, there's tons going on. There's on Park Street in Camberley, we've got the Rajasthani Heritage Brass Band. They'll be doing several sets, marching up and down, looking very colourful and sounding very fantastic. Then there's literature in the Bear Pub, which is kind of ex-NME journalists who've written books about five-a-side football and people who've written books about The Clash and things like that. Really cool load of authors going to be doing questions and answers in there. At the Carpenter's Arms, there's loads of acoustic acts playing, headlined by a guy called Martin Stevenson, who did a brilliant album called Boats of Olivia a few years ago.
Amazing.
Really, really chuffed to have him. And loads of stuff going on in the Mall and all around Camberley, basically. Next Saturday is the main day. Then on Sunday, the Oyster Band are playing at Camberley Theatre. We've got a short film competition that we're going to have the finals of on the 15th. We've got two great nights of comedy, Graham of Thrones on Tuesday the 13th, and the All-Star Comedy lineup on the Friday the 16th, and then on Saturday the 17th, it's the Carnival, which is the finish of it all.
Yes, I was going to say, now the Carnival's a new thing for this year. You didn't have one last year, did you?
No, we didn't. In fact, there used to be a carnival in Camberley years ago, apparently, and it ran for a very long time, but it stopped in the early 2000s, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So we just thought it'd be a nice idea to kind of start it up again and then also tie it in with the last day of the International Festival. So it ends up at the London Road Rec in Camberley with, we've got a marquee full of Atari and vintage computer games to play
on.
For it. Yeah, exactly. There's loads of really good stuff going on there as well. So be a really nice finish to the whole thing, I think.
Sounds really good. So one of the other things you've got running alongside this year is you've got a short film competition, which will see the winners announced on June the 15th. How's that been? Obviously, the deadline's gone for that, but how's it all been?
Well, again, it's the first year we did it, so we weren't sure what to expect at all. So we had a little animation made by a local animator, which we put out on YouTube and social media and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And we've just been blown away with how many people have entered. We've actually had entrants from a far afield of Spain and Italy.
Wow.
Which I didn't expect, yeah. Yeah, so
amazing.
It's been mental, yeah. It's been really, really good. We've got loads. I went through with Andy, the venue manager from Camberley Theatre. We sat through, and we've compiled a long list, which we've now given to the judges, and they are our patron, who is a BAFTA award-winning actress, Juliette Aubrey.
Yep.
Polly Nash, who's a lecturer in short films at the University in London, and a local animator, director of a company called Fudge, The three of them have now got the very, very hard task of whittling the long list down to a short list, and then obviously the winners from that. There'll be a winner of animation, a winner of short films, and a winner of experimental, and then an overall winner as well.
Fantastic. That looks to be a brilliant, brilliant competition. So you were saying that last year you had 6 weeks to prepare this. Obviously, you've had it a little bit longer this year, but what sort of organisation goes into to doing it? How long does it take?
I start getting the first ideas sort of, I mean, I'm already thinking about next year already, if that's a bit of a clue. But it's staying on top of everything. At the minute, it's kind of me, and then I'm very lucky to have a great team of people at the council who do the communications and help with all the artwork and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And obviously, I'm working very closely with Camberley Theatre and Andy there booked in the comedy and stuff like that. So it's a team effort with me kind of, I think, leading at the front, kind of trying to stay on top of everything, stay on top of the social media, stay on top of all the bits and bobs, like next week's going to be so hectic, but just making sure I've got mobile phone numbers for all the performers, they all know where they're due, what they're doing, you know, organising the PAs. It's just all that logistical nightmare kind of stuff, but it's all good fun.
Yeah, and it's worth it at the end. I mean, it's going to be an amazing event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it being over. That doesn't sound very nice, but I think you know what I mean.
So there's lots of different events, and I looked at the website earlier on. There's a mix of sort of free and ticketed events. If people want to buy tickets or they want to get involved, how can they do that?
Probably the best place to go is camberleyinternationalfestival.com. I forgot to mention, we're also working alongside our friends at Collectively Camberley, who've got an amazing film festival taking place on the rooftop of the Multistory in Camberley. So,
I saw that.
Yeah, exactly. It's bean bags and a big screen and really cool. So, again, you can get the details of all that on the camberleyinternationalfestival.com.
Fantastic. That is the website to go to for all the information. And also, you're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
We are. It's CI Festival. At CI Festival.
It is indeed. In fact, we've retweeted that this afternoon. So if you do want more information about that, pop over to Twitter now or to our website, brooklandsradio.co.uk, and we will put it all up there. But as Jo said, the website you really need to go to is camberleyinternationalfestival.com. Jo, a big, big thanks for coming on the show this afternoon.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Good luck with all of it.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully we'll talk to you afterwards and see how it all went.
That'd be brilliant. Thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Jo.
See ya. Bye.